Good evening, welcome to Left, Right and Centre. I'm Vishnu Shom on the programme tonight. Harmanpreet Singh converted two penalty corners as India beat Spain 2-1 in the men's hockey bronze medal match at the Paris Olympics, winning India a bronze medal. With this, India have secured back-to-back medals at the Olympics, having also won bronze in hockey 3 years back for the first time in 52 years. The last time India won back-to-back hockey medals in the Olympics was in 1968 and in 1972. The veteran goalkeeper P.R. Srijesh, who was playing his final match, made some extraordinary saves to deny the Spanish captain Mark Miralles from penalty corners. The Indian players mobbed Srijesh after the full-time whistle, capping off a brilliant farewell for the 36-year-old. That, as you can imagine, is going to be our top discussion. Next up on the show, the Nobel Peace Prize winner Muhammad Yunus, set to take oath as the leader of the interim government in Bangladesh. After landing in Dhaka, Yunus paid tribute to those killed in Bangladesh's deadly protests that toppled Sheikh Hasina's government, saying that their sacrifices had brought the nation a second independence. "Today's a glorious day for us," is what he told reporters at Dhaka airport after he returned. "Bangladesh has created a new victory day. Bangladesh has got a second independence." New Delhi will be watching those developments just across the border very closely. And finally on the show, an NDTV special from Vinesh Phogat's assembly. What young wrestlers have to say about their icon, who was disqualified for being just 100 grams overweight ahead of a gold medal bout. Well, let's just go straight across now to what is very much the big story that we are tracking. An incredible day for India in the Olympics. We're joined by Ashish Balal, the former goalkeeper of the Indian hockey team, Pargat Singh, the former captain of the Indian hockey team, Manjinder Kaur, Pritam Rani Siwach as well, also Gautam Bhattacharya, their senior sports journalist. Pargat Singh ji, first to you, your thoughts at an incredible match today. Just so wonderful that two consecutive Olympics, we've come back with medals.
Yeah, definitely. We are celebrating, and it is a celebration for the country as well. Because ultimately, this is the second time, last Olympic and this Olympic, we maintained that. Although we were hoping for the better medal. But never mind, I think this is incredible as far boys are concerned. They played really well and they did the country proud.
Manjinder Kaur, your thoughts. Firstly, let's talk a little bit about our big hero, Srijesh. He ends what's been an incredible career at the age of 36. Srijesh was the wall that prevented, you know, some other team from getting through and took us to where we are today. Your thoughts about Srijesh?
सबसे पहले तो सर बहुत ही खुशी की बात है कि हमारा bronze medal आया second time और इसमें बहुत ही लंबा time खेले हैं Srijesh सर भी मतलब 2001 से खेल रहे हैं. लंबा टाइम में बहुत ही अच्छा खेले टीम के लिए, उन्होंने लाइफ दिया अपना, और जो कि एक गोलकीपर के लिए इतना टीम को देना, ये तभी हमारा मतलब मेडल आ पाया. बाकी पूरी टीम की मेहनत है, हम उनको बहुत ज्यादा अप्रिशिएट करते हैं. और सेकेंड टाइम हमारा ब्रॉन्ज मेडल आया, रियली वेरी गुड और गुड फॉर हॉकी.
प्रीतम रानी सिवाच, हरमनप्रीत सिंह के बारे में बात करते हैं. हरमनप्रीत के जो गोल्स थे, पेनल्टी कॉर्नर कन्वर्जन, शायद पूरा ओलंपिक्स पे अगर हम देखें तो उनका कन्वर्जन रेट इतना सही नहीं था और बेहतर हो सकता था, पर आज का मैच और आज का कॉन्टेक्स्ट में उन्होंने जो किया, दैट्स व्हाट वन अस अ ब्रॉन्ज अल्टीमेटली. योर थॉट्स?
सबसे पहले मैं बधाई देना चाहूंगी, क्योंकि ये हमारे लिए बहुत ही खुशी का माहौल है. और जैसे प्रगट पाजी ने बताया कि पिछली बार ओलंपिक्स में ब्रॉन्ज मेडल था, हम उम्मीद कर रहे थे अब की बार फाइनल खेले, बट जो हुआ कोई बात नहीं. हम ब्रॉन्ज से भी बहुत खुश हैं, क्योंकि हमारा जो नया फ्यूचर है, नया हॉकी के यंग प्लेयर्स हैं, और हिंदुस्तान की जैसे हॉकी का पहले बोलते इतने टाइम से सूखा पड़ा था, उसके लिए हम ब्रॉन्ज मेडल से बहुत खुश हैं. और हरमनप्रीत को ये कहूंगी कि टीम की बैकबोन है. आपको पता है दिमाग में प्लेयर्स के रहता है, हम पेनल्टी कॉर्नर बनाए हरमनप्रीत स्कोर कर देगा. कई बार हमें ऐसे चांस भी मिले हैं कि ओपन स्कोर करने के, उस पर भी हमने पीसी बनाए, क्योंकि प्लेयरों का कॉन्फिडेंस इतना ज्यादा बना हुआ है कि हरमनप्रीत गोल करेगा. और हरमनप्रीत ने हर मैच पे टर्निंग पॉइंट पे स्कोर किया और हमारी टीम को ब्रॉन्ज मेडल दिलाया. तो हरमनप्रीत टीम की बैकबोन है.
वेल, द प्राइम मिनिस्टर डिड स्पीक टू द आवर ब्रॉन्ज मेडल विनिंग टीम. लेट्स जस्ट टेक अ लुक.
सॉरी, हरमन के पास
सर. नमस्कार. नमस्कार सर. शुक्रिया सर, थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू जी सर।
मैं आपको और पूरी टीम को बहुत बहुत बधाई,
शुक्रिया सर, थैंक यू।
भारत का नाम रोशन किया आपने, और आपको याद होगा मैंने टोक्यो में कहा था आपको
जी सर
कि आपने पराजय की पूरी श्रृंखला को तोड़ा है
जी सर,
और अब आपके नेतृत्व में और आपकी पूरी टीम के प्रयासों से इस बार भी हमने प्रगति की है, और मुझे पक्का विश्वास है कि अब हॉकी क्योंकि वो पुराना जो स्वर्णिम काल था वो फिर से आप लोग वापस लेके आएंगे, ऐसा मुझे पक्का विश्वास हो गया है।
जी बिल्कुल सर, बिल्कुल लेके आएंगे सर, थैंक यू सर।
हमारे फ्रीजे से
जी सर
घोषित कर दी है
जी, साथ में ही सर कर लीजिए सर।
हेलो सर,
फ्रीजे
सर, श्रीजेश बात कर रहा हूँ सर,
कैसे हो भैया?
एकदम बढ़िया सर, कंग्रेचुलेशन सर,
बधाई हो आपको,
थैंक यू सर, थैंक यू।
आपकी कमाल, आपने निवृत्ति घोषित कर दी आखिरी बार,
यस सर,
लेकिन आपको नई टीम तैयार कर रही होगी भैया।
यस सर, यस सर।
देखिए मैं एक बार तो आज जरूर कहना चाहूंगा, 10 खिलाड़ियों के साथ ब्रिटेन की लड़ाई आपकी, मुझे लगता है हिंदुस्तान का हॉकी को समझने वाला हर बच्चा इसको हमेशा याद रखेगा।
थैंक यू सर,
थैंक यू सर।
और इसको एक उदाहरण के रूप में माना जाएगा, और मैं मानता हूं कि दुनिया में भी हॉकी की चर्चा होगी, आपकी क्वार्टर फाइनल के मैच का तो जरूर जिक्र आएगा।
थैंक यू सर,
थैंक यू सर।
और मैं फैक्ट बता दूं, अच्छा टीम स्पिरिट भी दिखाई दिया, और आपने बिल्कुल जमकर के, और मैं देखा कि एक बार हारने के बाद थोड़ा मोरल डाउन हो जाता है, लेकिन आपने 24 घंटे में फिर से अपने आप को रिकवर करके पूरी ताकत से निकल पड़े आप लोग।
ऐसा हम जी
देखिए, देश को बड़ा गर्व हो रहा है आप लोगों पर, और मेरी तरफ से बहुत बहुत बधाई है सबको।
थैंक यू वेरी मच सर।
सबकी तबीयत तो ठीक है ना, कोई इंजरी नहीं हुई?
नहीं सर, सब एकदम बढ़िया सर, सब लोग इधर आपको सुन रहे सर, सब खुश है, सब आपका कॉल के इंतजार में था सर।
मैं सबको मेरी तरफ से बहुत बहुत बधाई दे रहा भैया।
थैंक यू सर।
भारत माता की जय।
थैंक यू सर,
थैंक यू, माता की जय सर,
थैंक यू सर। Thank you so much, sir.
We've also got another fantastic guest joining us, but what a wonderful message from the Prime Minister. The team absolutely elated, and why not? It's been a remarkable performance, and of course, Srijesh, the big champion. But the message of the Prime Minister to Srijesh that, look, you have to work on a new team. Hopefully, he's going to be a part of the setup for a very long time. But Ashish Balal, the former goalkeeper of the Indian team, joins us as well at this stage. Incredible performance, Ashish, but two consecutive Olympics in which we won a bronze. What does that actually say about the state of Indian hockey? Because even 10 years back, you know, we were in a relative state of despair. That's clearly not the case anymore.
It's upwards. It's definitely growing. Winning two back-to-back Olympic bronze medal from after 35 years or something, you know, it's an incredible feature. And to replicate something we missed narrowly in the semifinals, it could have gone anyways. It could have been a silver or a gold. You never know. But that is the margins where the top three, four teams in the world are. Anyone can beat anybody on that given day. It was something that the whole Indian nation didn't want to happen, but it happened. But they played fantastically today. I think the margin of victory could have been much higher. We missed a lot of chances. There was a lot of tension in the last 5-10 minutes of the game, but they held on, and thankfully no stupid errors committed in the last 2-3 minutes.
I want to go across to Gautam Bhattacharya, and I'll come back to Ashish in just a moment. Gautam, are there any superstars for the future that you see in this team?
Yeah, they are. See, like, look at the difference which Amit Rohidas made, when he came back after the match suspension. And then Harmanpreet, he's playing his third Olympics and he's 27. So he's very much there to, you know, shape India's fortunes at the LA Games as well. This one was rather challenging because there were around 11 odd players from Tokyo. Mm-hmm. And they had to adopt to a different kind of style, a more compact defensive style, which the new South African coach built. So, you know, definitely lots to look forward to.
Bhargat Singh, what is the formula that the Indian team needs to work on going forward? Are you satisfied with the setup of the defensive formations? Do you believe that more needs to be done in the midfield? What about our attackers and the style of play that we now have? It's been changing over the last couple of years. Are you happy with what you see?
No, at least today I'm really very happy. But at the same time, although we were looking for the better from this team, because this team is a combination of experience as well as the youngsters who are getting good to this game. But lot to be done at the grassroots level, especially junior level and sub-junior level, because I am looking at once we are replacing few players, especially the goalkeeping, because goalkeeping and penalty corner is the one area which can take the team to the next level. Mm-hmm. So Harmanpreet is there. But at the same time, we need to build up more Harmanpreet like this and Shri Jesh, of course, because he gave the life to the team. And I hope he will continue to give sport or to youngster to train the goalkeeper so that future can be built up on those lines.
Sure.
And ultimately, I think today we should celebrate it. As for countries
no, absolutely,
concerned.
And we all are. In fact, Ashish, I wanted to ask you that next, since you know a thing or two about goalkeeping. Shri Jesh, your thoughts about the Great Wall of India?
Absolute legend, inspiration, motivator. What can you say about this guy? Four Olympics, 335 international matches, two Asian Games gold, two bronze medals, and nearly about 50 gold medals in his career in different tournaments. What a legend he is. He's been a total inspiration. It's not only for Indian hockey, it's for the world hockey. You see the celebration. People came to him after the match. You know, it's not only the Indian team, but all other players from all over the world have come and congratulated Shri Jesh for his performance. I think he's aged he's playing the best and most mature hockey he could have ever played. And what a mentor he's been for this team. You know, there are so many youngsters in this team, and he's really motivated up their game, motivated, inspired. And what a stellar performance he's had in this tournament. Every match he's contributed a minimum of 5 saves. And that too in crucial periods of the match. You know, one save, if you had a miss, it could have, the match could have turned anyways. You know, so he's made the timing of the saves is also to be taken in account for a goalkeeper. If he makes it in the last 2-3 minutes of the game, where when the teams are equal, that's a mammoth save. And he's done it repeatedly in every match of this tournament. And that shows the caliber and the mind of the Shri Jesh. Incredible, and he's been a total inspiration, and I'm a big fan.
Manjinder Kaur, Manjinder ji, main ye sawal hamesha pucha jata hai, main phir se puchunga, kyunki ye ek important point hai ki India mein hockey ka interest cricket jaise to nahi hai, ye hame manna padega, par is victory ke baad, is bronze medal ke baad, aapke khyal se kuch badalne wala hai, badal sakta hai?
बिल्कुल सर, बदलना तो चाहिए, लेकिन क्रिकेट को हमेशा ही आपको पता है कि ऊपर ही रखा जाता है. हॉकी के इतने बड़े टूर्नामेंट भी है, उनको भी हम नहीं मतलब दिखा पाते, और क्रिकेट के छोटे छोटे वो हमें हॉकी वालों को हमेशा ही ऐसे लगता है कि क्रिकेट को हमेशा ही फर्स्ट प्रेफरेंस दी जाती है. लेकिन फिर भी प्रगटबाजी हमारे बहुत सीनियर है, बिलाल जी बैठे हैं, ये भी बहुत अच्छे गोलकीपर थे जब इनका गोल्ड मेडल था एशियन गेम में. तो अगर हम हॉकी को, जैसे आप कह रहे हो कि श्री जेश को गोलकीपर की उसके लिए रखना चाहिए, जो सीनियर प्लेयर्स हैं उनको साथ में लगाना चाहिए कि वो अच्छी ट्रेनिंग दे पाए, टीम को और अच्छा कर सके, जो कि हम हॉकी को और प्रमोट कर सके. और सेम वे जैसे प्रगट बाजी ने कहा कि ग्रास रूट पे सर, जैसे नीचे ग्राउंड में स्कूल में बच्चों को एस्ट्रोटर्फ मिलनी चाहिए, नीचे से जो हमारा बेस है वो थोड़ा स्ट्रांग होना चाहिए कि ऊपर जाके हमें जो मेहनत है वो ग्रास रूट की बजाय हमें अपर जाना चाहिए, तुम्हारी टीम और ऊपर जा सकती है। मैं जरूर कहना चाहूंगी कि हॉकी को और प्रमोट किया जाए, दोनों बार ब्रॉन्ज मेडल आए हैं, थोड़ा मीडिया पे टीवी पे सब मैचेस दिखाने चाहिए, लीग होनी चाहिए, काफी इनको हमें भी प्रमोट करना चाहिए ताकि हॉकी को और सपोर्ट मिल सके।
प्रगट सिंह जी, दिस इज 2024, दिस एंटायर कॉन्वर्सेशन ऑन डू वी हैव इनफ एस्ट्रोटर्फ्स हैज बीन हैपनिंग फॉर एटलीस्ट द लास्ट 35-40 इयर्स, व्हेन इट्स बीन हैपनिंग फॉर द लास्ट 30 इयर्स दैट आई हैव बीन इन्वॉल्वड इन जर्नलिज्म और 29 इयर्स. Do we still have a dearth? Do we still have a dearth of astroturfs in this country? I know, for example, Odisha has done a fantastic job. Naveen Patnaik, the former chief minister, had a real interest in it. There was a solid backing of the state government to develop in Odisha the sport of hockey. What about other parts of the country and basic infrastructure, which is astroturfs?
But Vishnu, one thing I will tell you that we should create a culture of sports in the country, because a country of 140, maybe 40 crores, and we have just a participation of 117 athletes. So this is not enough, because we don't have a training infrastructure, we don't have a training programs at sub-junior and junior level, because ultimately it is not only this day. But I think a lot of hard work has been done since last 15 or 20 years behind these boys. And we need to promote like this, because ultimately nowadays, if you wanted to show the world the how healthy and prosperous your youth is, you can show it through the sports only. But unfortunately, we are not looking at that angle. And I hope so, because this is not the discussion time at this moment, because this is a celebration time. But some other time we should discuss, and we should have a long-term planning in the schools, in the colleges, in the primary schools, so that ultimately we can groom a healthy nation. Because this is not only showing the medals, but showing that how your nation is healthy and prosperous.
Ji, let's talk a little bit about sponsorships and funding and payments after every match. Has this changed over a period of time? Srijesh is as big a hero as any, perhaps not as big as our cricket stars, but that's not his fault. You know, I mean, in the past, we used to have problems about hockey players getting enough money to in matches, the conditions in which they used to stay. Contracts used to pay only a fraction. So, ये सब बदल चुका है थोड़ा बहुत। प्रीतम जी,
काफी चेंज हुआ है पहले से। जैसे प्रगट पाजी ने बोला कि अभी तो हमारा सेलिब्रेशन का टाइम है, वो तो सब ठीक है, लेकिन मुझे ऐसा महसूस होता है क्योंकि मैं खुद कोचिंग करती हूँ और मेरे खुद के ग्राउंड से ओलंपियंस हैं, और आज सोनीपत से दो ओलंपियन भी आज खेल रहे थे जिसने ब्रॉन्ज मेडल लिया है। लेकिन जैसे बात की जाए कि ग्रास रूट पे सुविधाएं इतनी नहीं है, उन बच्चों को टर्फ भी नहीं मिलता, वो घास भी प्रैक्टिस करके जाते हैं, तो ये चीज हमें मैंने नोट किया, जब भी हमारा मेडल आता तभी हमारा ये मुद्दा उठता है, अदरवाइज बिल्कुल साइलेंट पड़ा रहता है, उसमें कोई सुविधाएं नहीं बढ़ी अभी तक। सच बताऊं तो आपको, सिर्फ जो साई है, साई की जो स्कीम है वो काफी इम्प्रूव हुई है, काफी हॉस्टल्स बने हैं, लेकिन जो स्टेट गवर्नमेंट के हम बात करेंगे, हम हरियाणा की बात करेंगे, तो हमारे यहाँ पे ग्रास रूट पे बहुत ज्यादा सुविधाएं अभी नहीं है, तो उस पर हमें काम करना चाहिए, तभी हमारे यहाँ पे स्पोर्ट्स कल्चर आएगा, तभी बच्चे ज्यादा खेलेंगे। ये नहीं अब एक मेडल आ गया है इस पर हम बहुत खुश हो रहे हैं, लेकिन हमारा फ्यूचर का कुछ हमारा ब्राइट है ही नहीं सामने, हमें क्या करना क्या नहीं, तो उस पर हमें काम करना पड़ेगा।
आशीष, लेट्स टॉक अ लिटिल बिट अबाउट हरमनप्रीत वंस अगेन। यू नो आई मीन, पेनल्टी कॉर्नर कन्वर्जन इज सो इंपॉर्टेंट। हरमनप्रीत हैज बीन अ बिट अप एंड डाउन टुडे, ही इज वन अस दैट ब्रॉन्ज सम वुड सजेस्ट। But consistency in penalty corner shootouts and having a penalty corner specialist, going beyond the stars that we've seen today, is that, do we have any new stars, you know, coming up?
Could have been much better. We got nearly 48 penalty corners. We converted 4-5. They were crucial winners. But knowing what Harmanpreet can bring to the table, the he could have scored much more. I think we lacked in variation. And whenever we took a variation, we converted chances. Even today, probably there's a touch. They went for an indirect penalty corner, and that confused the goalkeeper a little bit. If you see Hardik put his stick inside for a jab, and that confused the goalkeeper. Whenever he's gone for a direct, he's not been that consistent. Only the first match he converted a superb one, but all the other matches, it was some kind of a deflection or something that happened, but he's a key player in this team.
Right, but I'd like to thank you all very much for joining us. It's a day of immense celebration for India, bronze medal in hockey. Hockey means the world to us, our national sport. And let's just hope that the interest in the sport, which today no doubt will generate some more of, will continue to grow. We really need to see that.